As we talk about Our Lady, we're going to hear a great witness this morning from a young lady that we met on the radio a couple of weeks ago, and we were so taken by her faith. We invited her back on. She's 25. She lives in St. Louis, Missouri, with her husband, Jesse, and a couple of cats. They're recently married. Jesse and she are converts to the Catholic faith. We're going to talk about that devotion, that Marian devotion, through the eyes of somebody who converted to the Catholic faith. Sarah Coffey, good morning and welcome back to Morning Air.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again.
Now, as a convert to the Catholic faith, how did you look at Mary, both before when you were going through RCIA and after?
Well, before, you know, I was actually really clueless as to Catholicism before I actually started reading about it. So I'd grown up hearing, I grew up in Presbyterian tradition, kind of bouncing back and forth from a couple non-denominational churches. But from other, you know, Protestants, I often heard that Catholics worship Mary. And, you know, I think that's what, that's kind of the general consensus among non-Catholics, unfortunately. So when I was in RCIA, I was actually really afraid of giving Mary too much attention because of that. I think Protestants sometimes, maybe, or at least this was the direction that I was coming from, they're afraid that giving Mary too much attention and veneration takes away from Jesus. And I was just really afraid of just opening that can of worms at all. Mm-hmm. And so really what kind of helped me get over those fears is by just learning about what the church teaches about her and reading, you know, really meditating on how she, you know, how she lives and how she loves throughout scripture. And what I really kind of was a game changer for me in seeing her in a different light was realizing that everything that Mary does points to her son, whether it's at the Annunciation or the wedding feast at Cana or at the foot of the cross. It's always all about Jesus with Mary, and especially even with the rosary, we're obviously meditating on her role in the life of Christ, but ultimately we're meditating on the different stages of Christ's life. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of the turning point when I realized that Mary is not someone that you should be afraid of, and that's kind of when I started to want to figure out how to bring her into my life.
Sarah Coffey joining us from St. Louis this morning at 9 minutes after the hour on Morning Air. We're not only talking about her conversion to the Catholic faith, but her devotion, like yours, I'm sure very strong, to the Blessed Virgin Mary. But specifically in Sarah's case, as she shares the witness of becoming devoted to Mary after having some struggle with understanding what her role was, of course, as she came into the Catholic Church and went through RCIA. You just heard us pray the Memorare, Sarah. When you first heard the Memorare prayed, how did you feel?
That's actually, I wanted to mention that this morning. As I, you know, tried to figure out how to bring Mary into my life, I actually had no idea once I overcame those fears. And so I asked priest friends and other friends at school, like, how do I begin to be devoted to Mary? And they all, you know, a couple of them said, why don't you just ask her to show you who she is? And so I began, you know, praying to her, you know, Mary, show thyself a mother, make yourself a mother to me. And so in trials, large and small, I found myself thinking of her more often. And I tried to memorize some Marian prayers, including the Hail Mary, and especially the Memorare. I first heard it, I think it was at a women's study group at my university. We were reading St. John Paul's letter to women, and we would pray the Memorare before every session. And it was one of those prayers that I absolutely loved from the very first time that I heard it. And it did, and it still does give me such incredible peace and confidence in Our Lady. And so I was really happy to pray it this morning before coming on the air. So it's really a prayer that still is very dear to my heart.
As we talk about your devotion to Mary, Sarah Coffey joining us from St. Louis this morning, I know you heard us talk about the fact that we're in the middle of our Reach Out and Respond pledge drive, and our very special premium today is the Miraculous Medal keychain and also the book, The Rosary of St. John Paul II, which is this beautiful devotional book. If you pray the rosary, you need this. And by the way, it's yours for $1 a day, $365 for the year at relevantradio.com. What happened the first time as a convert? What happened the first time you prayed the rosary?
It was a big mess, honestly. It was, I was.
Sometimes it's like that for me now. So I'm a cradle Catholic, but I understand.
I can't remember exactly. I was very early on in my RCIA journey. It may have even been before RCIA started. So I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. I had been to groups, you know, I've been to like a rosary group before, but again, I had no idea what was going on. So that didn't really help. And it was probably like 10:30 at night, sitting alone in my room, rosary in one hand and a book of prayers in the other, because I hadn't memorized the prayers yet. So I would, you know, try to pray the prayers and then move forward on the beads, but then I lose my page in the book, or then I lose my place where I was on the rosary. And it was a big mess, but it was a baby step in getting to know her and inviting her into my life and help and asking her to help me keep my eyes on Jesus.
This happens to a lot of us cradle Catholics, Sarah. And as someone who's converted to Catholicism and we're talking about devotion to Mary, were you looking for the great big aha to come from Mary? Because, you know, at times, yeah, as cradle Catholics, and I'm one of those cradle Catholics where, you know, you look for that moment where you're knocked off the horse. Were you looking for that? Did you get that?
I didn't really know what to expect. Just, you know, coming from a Protestant background, it was really hard to comprehend what role she was supposed to play in my life of faith. And I wasn't really looking for that. I wasn't really sure what to expect, but there really wasn't an earth-shattering moment in my spiritual life that made Mary suddenly make sense to me or that caused me to be devoted to her. She just gently and gradually made her way into my life. And she's been there at every stage of my life the past 4 years that I've been Catholic, just, you know, giving me a model of holiness and helping me, you know, when I'm facing a decision, I always think, you know, how Mary was so resigned to God's will. So I really can't imagine life without her.
Sarah, in the introduction, I was mentioning that you're 25 years old. You're recently married to your husband, Jesse, who's also a convert to the Catholic faith. What is the role of Mary in your marriage to Jesse?
Well, I think I mentioned this last time that I was on the air. We pray a weekly rosary together, and that's a really important part of our marriage and our devotion to her. It's just a time for us to be together and pray and bring our petitions to Mary and just keep our marriage united in that way. And of course, we have at least one image of Mary in just about every room of our apartment. But really, she's the one that we look to. I mean, of course, we look to Christ, but we always, you know, we look to her in the good and in the bad times to guide us in how we respond to certain situations, whether that's needing humility or needing greater faith. We look to how she had such humility and great faith and trust in the Lord, and she's a great model for us in everything.
Sarah Coffey is joining us this morning. She's 25 from St. Louis. As a matter of fact, she's currently working on her master's in sacred theology from St. Joseph's College in Maine. For those of you listening across the great state of Maine on the Presence Radio Network, and we're talking about her devotion to Mary, and you're probably shaking your head as Sarah mentions a lot of things that mirror your devotion to Mary as well. And if you've got that very special devotion to Mary, we should mention that weeknights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, time, the Family Rosary Across America, the very first interactive rosary prayed with Father Dave Heaney and you every night on Relevant Radio. That is a part of what makes Relevant Radio unique. I mention that because this is a very brief reminder that we're in the middle of our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive at Relevant Radio right now at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. In a couple of moments, I'm going to tell you about a special premium in a very limited quantity that's available today and today only. Speaking of Marian devotions, that's coming up, but you know that every time you call 877-291-0123, or if you donate safely, securely, and quickly at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app, you are bringing Relevant Radio to another pair of ears, and the Holy Spirit goes to work, creating a miracle moment like this one now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Was surprised to hear how many folks do listen to you that are not Catholic, and your guidance has directed me more towards the Catholic faith, and right now I'm struggling with moving forward towards that because I find, I don't know, a larger relationship or so much more closeness to the Catholic faith. Anybody out there who has listened and is not giving, you will get back so much more than what you give. And it's just so wonderful listening to you folks every day. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you've done for me.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help inspire more miracles. Call now with your pledge. 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123. Or give online at relevantradio.com.
More of Morning Air coming right up. It's Wednesday morning, Wednesday, the middle of the week, the middle of the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. At noon today, it'll be halfway over, but we're nowhere near halfway to our need and wiping that out of $2.3 million by the end of the week. We need each and every hour to be a big one. Pray about it and then call, won't you? 877-291-0123. Pledge online in a safe and secure manner at relevantradio.com. The mobile app works really well, too, to get a hold of Relevant Radio. Great thank you gifts. And today only, very special pair of gifts for you when you give at the dollar a day level. Get the Miraculous Metal Keychain. 4 inches, it'll act as a visible reminder of the love our Blessed Mother has for all of us. And these medals taken by Father Rocky to the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help, you get that, plus the regular, all week long, $1 a day gift. That's the Rosary of St. John Paul II, that book, and the Miraculous Metal Keychain, both yours today only, when you give at the dollar a day level. So please consider giving at that level, but we'd love to hear from you at any level. God loves a cheerful giver, and so do we here at Relevant Radio. You can partake in this great apostolate, this mission that we're on to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and His church. No matter what's going on in the world, it is the ultimate good news that Christ has died for us and for our sins. We've got that great message. It's our job, and you help to spread that to the entire world. We can do that across the country with over 100 radio stations and worldwide online at relevantradio.com. You want to be part of that effort? You are, with your prayers, by listening and by giving to 877-291-0123 or an online gift. John works really well at relevantradio.com.
It's safe, it's secure, and it's quick, because I've given at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. And you know, if you've done that already at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app, takes you about 60 seconds, tops. Safe, secure, online. You can get it done right now at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. And for $1 a day, $365 for the year. Take advantage of this, because it's today and today only, this 4-inch Miraculous Metal Keychain and a keychain that was taken by Father Rocky to the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help in Champion, Wisconsin. So here's this visible reminder of the love of our Blessed Mother for all of us. You get that for $1 a day, plus, because we're talking about the rosary here with our guest, Sarah Coffey. It's a copy of Paul II's book, The Rosary of St. John Paul II. It's got excerpts from his apostolic letter and scripture passages, directed meditations, beautiful artwork for each mystery of the rosary. So you get both of those very special premiums while supplies last. We only have a limited number of these 4-inch miraculous metal keychains. It's yours for only $1 a day. $365 for the year. And yeah, at the end of the day, when you do an examination of conscience, if you do a financial examination at the end of the day, you can't even remember where you've spent a dollar, because it just seems to fly out of our pockets on all kinds of things. But here, a dollar goes very, very far. Can you give $1 a day for $365 for the year? Say that's an average price of a cup of coffee. Maybe if you could just sacrifice one cup of coffee every day for the next year. Instead of 3 cups, maybe you do 2 cups. Instead of 4, you do 3. And you give the dollar to Relevant Radio for $365 while supplies last. The Miraculous Metal Keychain and the book, The Rosary of St. John Paul II. Both of yours for just $1 a day, $365 for the year. 877-291-0123. We've got volunteers very early on this Wednesday morning ready to take your call and your prayer request at 877-291-0123. Safely, secure, online at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. Reach out and respond in our summer pledge drive on this Wednesday morning at 21 minutes after the hour, where we will talk about living your faith in the world of professional football. It is the radio voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee, talking about his faith and football coming up in the next half hour of Morning Air. Right now, we're talking about the faith of Sarah Coffey, a very faith-filled 25-year-old, along with her husband, Jesse. They're both converts to the Catholic faith and recently married, talking about their devotion to Mary. Just a tremendous witness that we're sharing this morning on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. How do you and your husband fit in the rosary? Because I know you're both very, very busy as a couple. How do you fit in the rosary? And right. what do your friends say when you say, no, we're praying the rosary tonight?
Well, usually it's a Sunday. I mean, we've done this since we first got engaged. And so we decided we're going to pray one rosary a week together. Oh, obviously, we pray more together during the week, but we wanted this to be a definite set thing. And it started out being a Sunday night rosary, just because that's when we usually saw each other when we were engaged. And we've tried to keep that up. Obviously, sometimes life happens or we're just not able to. So we try not to stress out about it too much, but and just catch up with it later in the week. We actually prayed our rosary last night. So, you know, and I think a lot of our Catholic friends think it's great that we pray the rosary. We don't really socialize all that much. So it's not like, you know, we're doing that instead of going out with friends or whatever. But I know a lot of our Catholic friends our age, they have similar devotions, and that's really encouraging to know other young Catholic couples that make faith such a priority. But really, it's just a matter of making that part of our week, even if, you know, we don't feel like praying or if we're tired, just making it something that we can do together and not stressing out if it's a Monday rosary or a Tuesday rosary. And then I know we both pray independently, like, well, when we're in the car driving to work and that sort of thing.
Sarah, myself, a convert, even in the early, early days, eons ago, working at Relevant Radio, before I was officially Catholic, I really got to enjoy and learn a lot about the rosary. And I would listen. We didn't have the app at the time, and the time we aired the rosary wasn't the time I was driving home around 6 p.m., but there was a tiny suburban station that came in very scratchy on the radio, and I would tune that in for the rosary as soon as I got near enough on my drive home. Just wondering if you, too, as you kind of got into it, found the rosary almost to be addictive once you really got into it.
Yeah, I did, and I still find myself when I'm really stressed with something, and I know Jesse does this, too, when something's just really weighing heavily on me, actually on both of us, that's something we always turn to, just say, even just a decade or two. And that immediately just calms us down, helps us to focus and know that it's all going to be okay. Nothing is impossible for God, and that Mary's got us. And even when things are going well, it's a peaceful drive to work. It's really nice to just be able to grab my rosary and meditate on the life of Christ. And sometimes I try, you know, if there's something going on in my life, I'll try to meditate in such a way that, you know, if I'm thinking, wow, I really need to be more humble lately, or I need to be more patient, I'll kind of apply that. You know, when I think about the different mysteries of the rosary, I will think of how Jesus and Mary emulated that virtue. And so that's kind of a way to make it even more, bring it even more into my daily life.
What a beautiful witness this morning from Sarah Coffey. She and her husband, Jesse, recently married, both converts to the Catholic faith. We have about 60 seconds remaining. How do you invoke Mary's presence in your life to resolve any conflicts that you and Jesse might have?
Well, like I said, we pray daily together, morning and evening, and we end all of those prayers with a Hail Mary. So that's kind of our go-to prayer, is just calling on Mary and recognizing that her intercession is powerful. And that's really how we make her a priority every day.
I love the witness when you were dating, every Sunday night when you would see each other was rosary night. That was a part of your date. It's so beautiful and such a wonderful witness that you share with us. Sarah Coffey, who's 25, a convert to the Catholic faith, with her husband, Jesse, as well. This young couple with a tremendous devotion to Mary and sharing their witness this morning. Sarah, thank you so much. Our best to you and Jesse.
Thank you so much.